Blackstone Audio presents Separating by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Separating. The day was fair, brilliant. All that June, the weather had mocked the maple's internal misery with solid sunlight, golden shafts and cascades of green in which their conversations had wormed unseeing, their sad, murmuring selves the only stain in nature. Usually by this time of the year, they had acquired tans, but when they met their elder daughter's plane on her return from a year in England, they were almost as pale as she, though Judith was too dazzled by the sunny opulent jumble of her native land to notice. They did not spoil her homecoming by telling her immediately. Wait a few days, let her recover from jet lag, had been one of their formulations, in that string of gray dialogues, over coffee, over cocktails, over Cointreau, that had shaped the strategy of their dissolution, while the earth performed its annual stunt of renewal unnoticed beyond their closed windows. Richard had thought to leave at Easter. Joan had insisted they wait until the four children were at last assembled, with all exams passed and ceremonies attended, and the bauble of summer to console them. So he had drudged away in love, in dread, repairing screens, getting the mowers sharpened, rolling and patching their new tennis court. The court, clay, had come through its first winter pitted and windswept bare of redcoat. Years ago, the Maples had observed how often among their friends divorce followed a dramatic home improvement, as if the marriage were making one last effort to live. Their own previous worst crisis had come amid the plaster, dust, and exposed plumbing of a kitchen renovation. Yet a summer ago, as canary yellow bulldozers churned a grassy, daisy-dotted knoll into a muddy plateau, and a crew of